Thank you.
This is an interpretation of what Mr. Jonathan Samuel David Jones does with the hi-hat cymbal. It's really my interpretation of an idea that comes from this man. Papa Joe Jones is his the name that we call him. Okay.
Thank you.
シャンの尊敬と信頼を集めているわけです。Hello, Max. Very nice to meet you again, and very happy to have you again to this program.
It's good to be here, especially with my most illustrious cohorts, Reggie Workman, our bassist, and Cecil Bridgewater, and Billy Harper.
Yes.
And, you know, to keep musicians like this, the length of time that we've been together is a commendable thing in today's commercial world. So I'm very, very happy that we all are here again.
Oh, yes. Yeah. 今ご挨拶をしたわけですけれども、マックス・ウォルツさんは、まあ、この番組2度目に出演していただくわけですけれども、去年と同じようにレジー・ワークマン、そしてビリー・ハーパー、そしてセシル・ブリー・ウォーター、こういう大変素晴らしいミュージシャンと、完全にこのグループを作って今日まで演奏を続けて、そしてまたこの番組に今日もこのメンバーで出演できることを大変に嬉しく思います、というふうにおっしゃっておられます。 I heard you played with Gendo Yamashiro Gumi.
Yes, it was quite an experience for all of us. They prepared some of their music and some of our music, and we had an opportunity to engage in something that I think was very special to each and every one of us.
I see.先ほどの芸能山城組との共演についてちょっと伺ったんですけども、とても大変に素晴らしい経験であったと。彼らの音楽と自分たちの音楽とのこの競合といいますかね、大変に素晴らしい経験、体験をしたというふうにおっしゃっておられます。 And also I hear you are going to Kyoto every time you visit Japan. You have some special interest.
Yeah, well, the temples and the atmosphere that it seems it's an enchanting place for
me. Yes.
It's really very beautiful and lovely, and
I see.
Has a very special meaning, not only just for me, but my wife as well. The last time we were here, she was, of course, with us, and she spent several days there.
I see.
And it's really just a lovely, lovely place.
来られるために京都行かれるんですね。もうとにかく素晴らしいところだと、まあ、おそらくその大変な古い伝統というふうなことも興味がおありになるんでしょうけれども、とにかく大変に素晴らしいところで、奥さんも大好きで、この前なんかはもう1週間ぐらい滞在されたということです。さて、それでは早速マックス・ローチ・クワルテットの演奏を聴いていただくことにいたしましょう。メンバーは今もうご紹介申し上げましたが、トランペット、セシル・ブリッジ・ウォーター、そしてテナーサックスがビリー・ハーパー、ベースがレジー・ワークマン、そしてドラムスがマックス・ローチの皆さんです。それでは最初に2曲続けてお送りしたいと思いますが、1曲目は Cold of Wild and Peaceful Heart、 そして2曲目が Six Speed Blues。 それではお願いしましょう。
Yes, the 18th of June, a group of us who basically represent the Newport Festival folks, you know, Dizzy Gillespie will be there.
I think.
Of course, people like Ray Brown, Sonny Rollins, and Stan Getz, and Jerry Mulligan, and it'll be that particular group that has been invited, and we will perform there before the president, of course.
I see.
Hopefully, it will mean something as far as all of us are concerned, on not only a cultural basis, but also an economical basis, economics, as far as economics are concerned, which is one of the things that the music has always sorely needed. You know, when I think back to people like King Oliver and Louis Armstrong on up through and to Charlie Parker and people like Reggie Workman and Billy Harper and Cecil Bridgewater, the younger musicians today who are carrying the standard of the music on its highest level, so to speak. It's always been it's being done in spite of the fact that we have not had the proper support in order to accomplish that. So I mean, you look at these people and it's just unbelievable.
Thank you very much.ちょっと時間がありませんので、ちょっと訳すのはご勘弁願うとしてですね、とにかく大変に今喜んでおられるようですが、さあそれでは今度は、3曲目、マックス・ローチさんのドラムソロの演奏から聴いていただくことにいたしましょう。Now you're gonna play your solo, huh? Yeah. 曲名は Mr. Hi-Hat。いかがですか、このハイハットだけで演奏されたわけですけれどね、本当に素晴らしいですね。まあ、ここで見ていて もうとてもとてもこう緊張をさせられたような演奏です。さあそれでは、最後の曲になってしまいましたけれども、 So now we're going to go to the last numbers, the tackles now the time? Is it just good for this the time? Now the time, huh?
Now the time.
Yeah. それでは最後の曲を聴いていただくことにいたしましょう。Now the time.
Now the time was also, we might add that it's a Charlie Parker composition, and it was one of the first recordings that I did with Charlie Parker.
I see. この Now the time はですね、チャーリー・パーカーのオリジナルなんですけども、これの録音の時にチャーリー・パーカーと自分は一緒にやったという大変おそらくですから思い出深い曲なんでしょうね。それではお聴きいただきましょう。Now the time.I'd like to make an interview, I'll have a small interview with you. I think your drumming is for the every drummer, the good sample. You know?
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. Actually, I was a person who was fortunate enough to be around New York when people like Mr. Sidney Catlett and Chick Webb and Jonathan Samuel, David Jones and O'Neill Spencer and Raz Mitchell.Were the dominant figures, Shadow Wilson, just to name a few, all just fantastic drummers. And as a youngster, I had a chance to listen to these folks and ask them questions and hopefully absorb much that they invented. And a lot of the things that you do hear me work with or do, most people do, it's my way of perhaps, hopefully my way of perhaps,interpreting the profound things that these men did with this instrument, the drum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I owe a lot of people quite a bit, and that's so true. In fact, I formerly studied with Cozy Coles in New York when I was very young.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Because he was the type of a person who was most technically proficient.
Mm-hmm.
He played at Broadway shows, and he could read any kind of music.
Yes.
So.Many of us really worked with him, but I was just very fortunate to be around an era, around New York at a time when so much great music was being created and performed by so many great, great musicians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think it's many Japanese drummer also want to have your lessons or a so-called some drumming clinic.
Yes.
Do you have a chance?For that kind of things for this time?
I think we are planning some. You know, I just most recently have endorsed Ludwig Drums, and they are planning some clinics here in Japan sometime in the very, very near future.
Ah, not this time.
Not this time.
Oh, sorry. 今、マックス・ロイスさんの、ドラミングは常にこのジャズドラマーの、そのお手本になっているというふうなお話をしたと思うんですけれども、とても長くお話になったので全部訳しているわけにいきませんけれども、たくさんのとにかく、ニューヨークの素晴らしいドラマーたちが、このドラムというものを通してその音楽というものをですね、本当にこの一生懸命追求してきた。自分はその、コージコールに、若い時になったけれども、彼こそは本当に素晴らしい、ドラマーだったと思うというふうなお話です。そしてまた日本のドラマーたちがきっとこのマックス・ロスさんの、ドラムのクリニックを受けたく思っているだろうという話をしたんですが、近い将来必ず、それを。Thank you very much. チャーリー・パーカーと初レコーディングの時に一緒にやったという思い出を語って演奏していただいたチャーリー・パーカーのオリジナル Now the Time でした、大変に素晴らしい演奏でしたね。By the way, who else to be invited on the 18th of June besides your combo?
Well, there will be Mr. Dizzy Gillespie.
Uh-huh.